We've engaged in clear-eyed and principled diplomacy, even with our adversaries, in order to begin to destroy serious chemical weapons and to place the first real constraints in a decade on Iran's nuclear program.
Iran, 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 part of the discussion anyway, here across the United States and beyond our borders. Kate Delaney, hanging out with you here on ATN. How you doing, America? Getting ready in those nooks and crannies for Turkey Day? Man, there's a lot of anticipation for Thanksgiving. I don't know if there's more anticipation for the meal than there is for Christmas or what it is. Maybe there is, because it seems like everybody I'm talking to, that's what the first thing is that they mention, that they had to go to the store and they think they got everything. They got everything they need to make the turkey. And how are they making the turkey? And what kind of stuffing are they making? And what happens if they don't have everything they need? Is there a store open that they can run to? But that's a good thing. That means people are in good spirits despite everything that's happened with Obamacare and what's happened this whole year, really, when it's come to D.C. and policies and also what we're heading into with 2014. Is there a fear heading into 2014 that there's going to be less money in the wallet and more problems and belt tightening and trying to figure out ways to stretch your dollars? Or is there optimism? You look at Wall Street, and it is nothing but bullish. I mean, we're talking bulls, 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 right? Getting the horns at this point. So the stock market is charging ahead. And why do you care about the stock market? You care about the stock market because some of you have 401ks that you're depending on. You have pensions. You actually have those things called pensions, and you'll need it for when you get ready to retire. Something you don't think about in your 20s and 30s, but then all of a sudden you start to sweat it out when you realize, wow, it's getting more and more expensive. And this is why there's such outrage over health care and the cost of Obamacare, because what ultimately is it going to take out of people's pockets that can't be put into other areas of savings, right? So we started off with Iran, and there is massive opposition, I think, really, to the Iran PAC. Israel's not the only one. There are plenty on the Hill, Democrats and Republicans, that are blasting this interim deal because they say it really gives a pass to Iran. After all those sanctions, President Rouhani now gets kind of a pass because they lifted the sanctions, boom, just like that. So first, it was the tightening of the sanctions. They started to feel it. And now, because of this interim deal, it's kind of let them off the hook. So what is there to risk? And when the Democrats and Republicans agree, woohoo, it's like Thanksgiving, isn't it? And they're both threatening to break with the president again and enact what they're calling new punitive sanctions on Iran, saying that this in-between deal in Geneva just gives way too much to Iran and doesn't really ask very much of the Islamist regime. I mean, there's the key thing. We're not asking much of them. Rouhani says it's a laugh, it's a joke that Americans think, or anybody else outside of America thinks, that they are arming themselves, getting ready with nuclear weapons, that it has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. It's about nuclear power enriching uranium. So the comprehensive deal is going to be a challenge. Let's put it that way. I mean, Washington wants to dismantle the nuclear infrastructure. You think they're going to agree to do that and completely take away the reactor and the enrichment and all of that? No, they've refused to do that already. So get ready to defend the agreement. That's what 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is going to have to do. They're going to have to defend it, right? But they celebrated the deal on Sunday, and they say that, you know, of course, for Iran, it's economic relief. They're having problems with unemployment and all kinds of strangleholds have been put in place, freezing money from oil profits and that kind of stuff, and that's where they started to feel it. So that's, if you want to be skeptical, that's why I think their backs were pressed against the wall, so this is the time to do it now. And you look at this, and trying to bring this thing to a close, we've got the withdrawals from Iraq and Afghanistan, and so how much of an American presence remains? You have the nonsense with Syria and the debate over the whole chemical weapons, and now you have this deal with the five powers plus one, and which is Germany, and you wonder if they made a blunder, if they gave up too much too easily to trust Rouhani. Because remember, North Korea did that. They've done that. They've reneged on weapons agreements. And look where we are with North Korea. So who's to say that we won't see the same thing happen in this case with Iran? Now, you could look at it from a different point of view. Okay, so you open up the dialogue, especially as I just said, some of the presence is gone from the Middle East. It just seems like that's our, it almost seems like Hawaii to me. We have so many people in the Middle East that have been deployed again and again and again, so many diplomats over there. And we're still going to have that presence in Afghanistan, because after we're told it's withdrawal, then there's a deal with Hamid Karzai, because not only does Karzai want money, but he still wants troops to be there. So we're still going to have maybe 8,000, 10,000 troops that are still going to be in Afghanistan. Certainly that's nothing like 100,000, but we weren't supposed to leave anyone back. And they could be vulnerable if something crazy happens with Iran, which is, of course, a possibility. I mean, this is a different guy, so new regime. You still have the Ayatollah Khamenei, which the supreme leader yields the power in an Islamist country. And think of Iran and what Iran is and what how they treat their people. Now, all of a sudden, it's let's play nice with the West. But the reason, I think, is because the sanctions were just too great and they were starting to cripple that country. So he had to do something. And is Iran going to reverse the uranium downgrading? Could they do that? They could reverse it if they wanted to. And how soon are inspectors going to be on the ground to have a chance to inspect it anyway? I mean, so who are the real winners and losers in the deal? And remember, we're still giving that country tons of money. We're going to give Iran money in this deal. But the president and the secretary of state, they wanted something to happen. And they, you know, clearly they got what they wanted. It didn't happen with the Security Council, but they made it happen on their own again. A deal with the White House. But did they get results? And is it a break from a failed policy? Is it going to help in the Middle East, or is it going to hurt? I don't know that we can answer that question right now. Stay with us. More to come.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
This is serious stuff here, and we've talked about it, I think, a couple of times on America Tonight, this bizarre phenomenon that's going on across the country. It's happened, starting to get some more publicity all of a sudden. It's called the knockout game, and Al Sharpton has decided to speak out about the knockout game because, you know, he has that show on MSNBC, but the NAACP is pretty quiet about it. And sadly, some terrible things have happened to people because of what we are seeing, as I said, this new game that's not just on the East Coast, by the way. It's taken hold in a couple of different places. You know, I love the folks from Project 21, and members of the National Center for Public Policy's research's Project 21, a few of them are certainly speaking out about this and talking about the fact that where was everybody before? Kevin Martin is one of those people. He joins us now. Kevin, what's the scoop that all of a sudden now everybody's jumping on this? Because, you know, this is now a phenomenon in the media, but it's been building for a while. What's your big problem with what's going on media-wise?
Okay, first of all, this has been going on for at least 2 decades. In this connotation, it's known as the knockout game, but it originally started sometime back in about 1991 with the Crown Heights riots in New York, if my time line is correct. Following those riots in New York, you had gangs of young black men who were going out, and they called it trying to knock out a Jew. Then, a couple of years ago, it elevated itself into what's known as polar bear hunting. And when it says polar bear hunting, it means that young black men go out and deliberately pick out white Americans to knock out. Now, as we call it, sucker punch. And now it's about the knockout game. And the reason that it's getting so much attention in the media and that right now is because you can go to a number of websites, YouTube, hiphopworld.com, any of these social, Instagram, Twitter. People are actually posting videos of themselves doing it, or at least their friends are doing it, and it's getting attention.
Wow. The thing is, how do you get this to stop. You have to get more people involved, don't you? And you and this is talked about, well, this has been talked about by Project 21, yourself and some others, that where are the black leaders in all of this? Why are they not denouncing this and trying to get more people involved?
Because it's reverse racial profiling. It is. You are basically, if you look at the majority of victims in this, these are victims who are non-black. And they are being picked out just for that reason. They are being picked out for that reason because the only way I can basically say it, and there's so many connotations to this, if you listen today, racism is not really about skin color when a liberal screams you're racist. It's about if you oppose any of their policies.
Yeah.
Big government, all that other stuff. They just say, oh, well, you're racist, to encompass everything. That gives kids in our community, the black community, hey, that's kind of political cover. Hey, people will even tell you, there's no way a black person can be racist. You have to have privilege to be a racist. But if you're going out and picking your victims for their religious or skin color, what is that? At least that used to be racist. Now you're telling me, well, the police are like, well, you know, it's just simple assault. It's no racist connotation. Finally, someone has been charged with a hate crime because the poor Hasidic Jewish young man who was knocked out deliberately because he was a Hasidic Jew. They said they picked him out because he was a Hasidic Jew.
Mm.
And for Al Sharpton to come along and Johnny come lately, I give him no credos for that. I give him none. Because they know this has been going on in our community for more than two decades. Whether it's a knockout game, whether it's trying to knock out a Jew or the polar bear hunt, they know what's going on. They
right.
know what's happening in our community. But they feel that, well, if they speak out, then basically the same people they try to protect and march in these so-called civil rights marches are the same people who are doing this.
You would think Al Sharpton, why? I mean, Al Sharpton has been at this for a long time. Kevin, to me, that's very disappointing that he wouldn't have been afraid to get in front of this a long time ago. I just don't get Sharpton.
Because let me say this much to you, and I'm going to be very honest, Kate. There are a lot of, quote-unquote, self-appointed leaders in our community who make excuses for bad behavior in our community. It's racism, it's because of white privilege, it's because of... No. You go out there deliberately to punch a person in the face. No matter what their religious... It's racism to me. If you're picking them out for their religious connotation, their skin color, or whatever you want to call it, it's racism. And I'm not looking for a black leader to speak out. I'm not looking for a church member to speak out. I'm looking for the parents. The parents should be the ones who should be telling kids, don't do this. Don't do this. Okay, it does not take a village to raise a child. It takes up to two parents to raise a child.
Boy, I agree with that.
Huh?
I agree with that. That's part of the problem, isn't it? Lack of parenting.
Yeah, and the problem is that you have a society where we value people, instant popularity. That's why you have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, HipHopWorld.com. These people in this day and age, a lot of people live in. We are a society who basically craves, what's the word I'm looking for? What do you call it? Reality TV. Everybody wants to be a reality star nowadays. Whether it's a singer. So that's why they're doing this. Everybody has a cell phone, so thus everybody can be a star.
Mm-hmm.
But when you attack people, you're not a star. You are a criminal. And
so true.
And if Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all these other self-appointed leaders in our community will not take the lead, then those of us in Project 21 will. We are saying this is not simple assault. This is racism at its worst, and it is time for them to stop making excuses for it.
Yeah. So the louder you, the more you talk about it, the more you write about it, that kind of stuff, maybe you'll start to rattle some cages. What about police and judges and even the wardens?
I think the police and these judges should get tough. Okay, call it what it is. This is racism. This isn't simple assault. You are going out there, you see people walking down the street, you see the well-dressed man walking down the street, you know most of the time he has a cell phone, an iPad, a tablet, whatever it is. In some cases, people are being robbed. In other cases, they're just being punched in the face for basically for giggles.
Mm.
And then their friends are recording it, they know there's a camera nearby, or something like that, and they want to be an instant celebrity and feel power among their friends. This is stupid. Assault people. If we can have congressional hearings about Stand Your Ground and Trayvon Martin, we had a member of Congress assaulted in this game. Why are we not having congressional hearings about that?
Yeah, no kidding. That just happened last week.
Here in Washington,
and it was terrible.
Yeah. And there are no congressional hearings. I haven't heard the president speak out. Where's Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi? Why haven't these people spoken out?
Yeah,
they had a
absolutely.
Lot to say on the Trayvon Martin case. They claimed racism when the Tea Party went up there and fought Obamacare. Here we have clear cases of racism and everyone's mouth is shut.
Yeah. And doesn't that just add to the problem, Kevin, that, geez, aren't we beyond this already? So now it's that crazy stamp of political correctness that makes no sense, or as you described it, liberals, it's easy to whatever they decide, boom, they label it and it's racism and that's it.
Yeah, they are the ones who label what is and isn't racism. This isn't racism. I mean, Emma Rolle basically wrote in her, for the Slate, wrote today, this isn't as bad as it seems. The conservative boogeymen out there making this worse than it seems. No. These kids out there making it seem worse than what it is. These kids are picking their victims out. They know exactly what they're doing. They know that in 9 times out of 10, that a judge is going to go easy on them because they're juveniles. So they get off with a simple assault. They may get probation at the most. Okay? And then the victim is left with a whole bunch of medical bills, in some cases dead. And when we know, it's the fault of conservatives for reporting. It's hysteria. It's hype. It's this. It's that. No, people are being assaulted for no reason at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's ridiculous, the assault going back, as you said, for decades, and now all of a sudden there was a little attention, but certainly not enough. I applaud Project 21 for trying to raise the roof on this one. Kevin Martin, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tonight. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy to be on board with all of you. Hope you're getting ready for something that's going to be a lot of fun, whether you have a day off or hanging with the family, whatever it is, and that you get there safely, since we keep hearing about some of these treacherous weather conditions, depending on where you are listening to me. And, man, the last couple of days, it's interesting. It's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to whether, you know, you missed the bad stuff or you got hit with the bad stuff. There are different perspectives on this idea of what's happening in these cases of the knockout game. And you heard Kevin Martin there, Project 21 Black Conservative Group, and he wasn't shy about his opinion, saying that, you know, we go back to the Crown Heights and the riots in New York in 91, and he says this is what nobody wanted to talk about. Now it takes a death of somebody, a Jewish guy in Brooklyn, actually there were two, to ignite this conversation, and there's some that still do not agree that that's what this is about. In fact, I read an interesting story today that was on the front page of the Los Angeles Times, and their headline was Blurring Reality Stokes Fears Raises Ratings. And they're saying it's a bunch of crap, that it's just a myth, that it's not true, and that especially Fox News is trying to stir the pot, and that the motive is mischief, not robbery, and this is teenagers being teenagers, which, I'm sorry, if you think Kevin Martin said it best, from the black community, that that's not true. What the numbers are, like the FBI has numbers, in 2011 there were over 3,600 victims of what they called racially motivated hate crimes. The FBI is saying 72% of them were victims of anti-black bias, 16% were anti-white bias. But throw the statistics out and watch what's happening now. Watch what's happening in some of these scenarios. The 24-year-old Brooklyn man who was knocked out, and the 28-year-old black man who was arrested and charged with a hate crime. Then there were two other incidents that were very similar. In that case, both of the victims were Jewish, and the people who knocked them out were black. So, you know, even the cops are saying, because I've asked around, I have an uncle who's a cop, and I asked around about the knockout game, and they say it is a thing. That is, it is what it is, but nobody wants to talk about it. It's not some kind of crazy urban myth that this is what's happening. That, yes, teenagers in groups can act like malicious jerks, but this is just a little bit of something more. That it's not a pot-stirring maneuver by Fox News and the headline in the LA Times saying, you know, is it really a trend? Are we blurring this? Are we trying to get ratings? Is that what that's about? Boy, tell that to those families in those communities in Brooklyn who were absolutely stunned and out of nowhere got smashed in the head. Or the congresswoman who also was a victim of the knockout game. Tell that to her family. She feels lucky. It wasn't about robbery. It wasn't about that at all. And clearly the police in that case might have been reluctant to say it in D.C., but they did. Go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete, you have the floor.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey. I'm 54 years old. Do you know how much rage you can store up in 54 years?
A lot.
Yeah. Those guys that are doing this knockout game, you mm-hmm. come to Central Texas and do that crap, the game would be called suicide. Yeah. We would curb stomp the hell out of these punks after we shot them. Because everybody around here carries a gun. Central Texas. That's
terrible.
They live on top of each other up there.
Right.
Living like rats, you know.
Right, right.
And society's just gone to hell in a handbasket. And like I say, I've got a lot of rage. You put three in front of me, you're not going to make the third step.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, it's awful. It is terrible that this guy, young guy, minding his own business, doing nothing to anyone, going from point A to point B, gets knocked out and killed. Are you kidding me? That's just not acceptable. I mean, it's not. Did you hear what Kevin said? I mean, this is a black conservative man. You heard what he said, Pete. And he said that it's ridiculous that they won't call it what it is and that it's been going on for a long time and that people are getting... You know, this is people are getting killed. That's just wrong.
Well, when the nightlight comes on, get your butt home. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
These kids are staying out at night, walking the streets. They're not doing nothing but causing trouble.
Yeah.
And here we go. And you know, you might as well get ready for some fun and games with the civil rights stuff again. It's coming back around. History will repeat itself. And that's sad.
Yeah, that is sad. It is sad because you would think we could move beyond that, but we just can't. We just can't. We can't move beyond it.
And the best thing about being a prepper is the body armor. You know?
That's right. Yeah, they can't get through that body armor. You're right, absolutely. I don't know, you have a point, though, Pete, about maybe, you know, when you live in a city and you're living on top of each other and then you got people that are all hours, nobody's telling them to get inside, it's a different day, that causes the problems. That's part of the problem.
Well, that's why they can't catch any serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, there's no telling how many serial killers are out there. You know, and all these punks are out there walking the streets, and they're just causing... deception, the diversions for these real criminals that are going around killing people, not just sucker punching people.
Yeah.
You know, so get your butt home, get off the street,
what,
get some morals, go to church.
Yeah, what a way to ruin a life, too. I mean, question about that. It's insane. Ruin somebody's innocent life, ruin your own life, too. I mean, what's that about? Hey, I hope you got some big thrills there, because guess what? You're going to be in jail forever. I can't imagine a worse fate, sitting in a box, wondering if somebody, if you're afraid to bend over in the shower and what's going to happen to you.
And the deal with Al Sharpton, there's no money to be made.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be saying anything.
Right.
None
and which is.
None of those big league leaders are going to say anything.
Which is exactly what Kevin Martin said. That's why I like a lot of the guys from Project 21. They're black guys. They're conservative bent mostly. Not all of them, by the way, are. And they talk about what they see. They talk about what they're seeing in the community. They're talking about things that aren't being pointed out and how outraged they feel on the other side of this. That I do think there's no question. And who knows? I mean, if you took all the numbers and you looked at the statistics, and there are racially motivated crimes on all sides of this, okay, that's fine. I'm not saying that. But I don't think you can say that these knockout game things that are happening, especially when they're specifically, people are specifically targeted, and it's the whole gang thing, let's face it, then there is more to it. There is definitely more to it. I mean, the knockout game is incredibly scary, that you could just be, man, you could just be that victim. You could be that person all of a sudden in the wrong spot. It might not be one of these late night things. It might be early and it just happens to be dark outside. And, you know, in the case of what we're talking about in Brooklyn, there have been a couple of attacks where they were teenagers. And they were, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17. And I'll tell you, the idea that they, and this I don't understand, the idea that you would want to do that and put yourself in the position where, hey, you're caught, you're going to prison. So have fun with that knockout game or polar bear hunting or any of that. It's definitely not a myth. Because anybody who's interviewed some of these teenagers in New York or other places, they'll tell you it. They'll tell you in the South Side of Chicago what's happening. They'll tell you what is and who is a knockout game target, and that's what you'll get. It has really, honestly, I'm not the big defender of Fox News or whoever, but this is information that's readily at the fingertips of the cops, and if you dig deep enough, you'll find that out, that is not make-believe. It doesn't mean that every crime is motivated by that, but certainly there is proof that exists, and it's incredibly, I think it's incredibly depressing and would be frightening to have that happen, because the knockout game means that's what they're trying to do. They're knocking you out, and who knows then what happens. And it's been different in various cases. There are some people that have survived it, but it is brutality. I mean, at its worst. Oh, brutality. Awful, awful stuff. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283, plus some odds and ends next.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
As we exit this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you already got your turkey, whether it's frozen, fresh. You're going out to get one tomorrow. I think if you're going to shoot one, probably might have gotten it already, but perhaps you're waiting. And I think I've told this before, I've told this on the air before, but isn't it interesting that Minnesota has the most turkeys? Yeah, they sell the most turkeys. It's like a crazy amount. I can't remember how many it is. It's so many, but it's they have the most turkeys, and that's Butterball and all the other some of the other folks go to Minnesota because they've raised 46 million. That's what the numbers. The 46 million turkey state would be Minnesota. I wonder if there's wild turkeys outside of the GCN studios, the mothership. Yeah. And it's another quick little piece of trivia. The next highest state for turkeys raised would be North Carolina. North Carolina, 36 million. $36 million. It kind of makes sense if you think of Minnesota and the farmers and all of that and where they're the land and where it's coming from, because they have the most independent turkey farmers of any state. And then they have huge turkey processing companies. They have three uber successful processing turkey companies. So probably, it shouldn't be a surprise. Certainly not a surprise to anyone in that state. I'm sure they're aware of it. What's really cool that they did, I'm just going to say this as a quick aside since I'm down this road, I'm turkey trotting with you. The governor, Mark Dayton, actually had a big deal with the turkey growers, I want to say, just the other day, and they had a 36-pound turkey that was at the state capitol. It's a tradition that they do, the Minnesota governor kicking off Thanksgiving week, and they talk about how strong the agriculture is there. And at the event, though, which was really cool, there was a turkey farmer. His name is John Zimmerman, and he said he was donating 10,000 pounds of turkey to a place called Hunger Solutions. So then they take that turkey and they put them on food shelves and food banks across the state. And they estimate that probably the donated turkey would feed over 12,000 people. So that's awesome. And Minnesota's turkey crop has been very, very good to Zimmerman. He realizes this. He raises, they say, 3 to 4 million pounds of turkey on his family farm. So that means you're feeding up to 3 million people every year. That's good living. Something went well for that family. Even they've got like corn, I guess, and soybeans and all that kind of stuff. So how interesting. I actually didn't know that till the other day. I didn't know that Minnesota was the biggest, had the biggest amount of turkeys. So 46 million, and North Carolina would be second to that. So North Carolina. You know, mixing things up here in America tonight, you never know where you're going to get. The conversation with Kevin Martin about the knockout game, which is just crazy to me. Why? I mean, how somebody has no morals, and I don't care if you're a teenager or older, whatever, and you go and you get your thrills by knocking someone out. I mean, of all the pranks, of all the things that you can do, this is just completely unacceptable. I mean, completely unacceptable. Something else that is, I think, has been overlooked and unacceptable in this deal with Iran. So not only do we kind of loosen up, not kind of, but do we loosen up, I think, too quickly, but the other thing that happened in the mix of cutting this preliminary or whatever interim deal, we'll call it interim deal, with Iran, and Rouhani very excited about this, and you know, ultimately what's going to happen, is it going to blow up in our faces literally in a different way, maybe where they renege on the agreement, or is this a good thing? And is Rouhani saying, oh yeah, America is ridiculous and it's not what you think it is? But in the meantime, one thing that didn't happen, and I still believe Iran is intending to get nuclear weapons, but push the weapons off the table for a second. One thing that they didn't negotiate, the Secretary of State didn't negotiate, is the pastor that's in prison in Iran. Did you hear the story about Saeed Abedini? He's got sentenced to 8 years in prison, and he got sentenced to 8 years in prison because they say, Iran is saying, that he was trying to start home churches. But according to the White House, and this is true, Abedini is a U.S. citizen. He was born in Iran. He was working in an Iranian government-approved orphanage when he was arrested. But how does that not become part of the discussion? Because the president even raised the issue of his release in September when they had those earlier talks with Rouhani. But that didn't happen. They never got to the point where he was released. And they reached out, certainly they've reached out to the Secretary of State, but nothing happened. I mean, that's a pretty obviously big deal, the fact that He was sentenced to 8 years. This 33-year-old guy who may serve every bit of those 8 years, even though before you had the president lobbying for this, now you have actually something that's at stake in the game and nothing becomes of this. That seems just so odd to me that there wasn't any kind of a negotiation, that this wouldn't have been part of it. So Ron has nothing to lose, and obviously didn't think that it was important enough to give him up. Abedini, who was working in this orphanage, they say that, like I said, they're accusing him of trying to spread churches or something, and that's what they stamped on him and gave him the 8 years. But, why wouldn't they do something to get the pastor released? I mean, so here you go. The problem is that this is a guy who is a Christian in that orphanage and the country he was in. I mean, that's a Muslim country, it's an Islamist country, and they decided that they were going to make an example of him. So the fact that, I mean, it's tragic that they didn't make any kind of a move to request the immediate release of him, especially after bringing that up before. So what a bad deal that is. And I think that would have softened the blow. That certainly would have been the right thing to do, but who knows? I mean, that never came out of it. There was no discussion of that. Did they bring it up and then it was just shut down immediately and it was a non-starter? Or, here we are talking about nukes in Iran and lifting sanctions that were crippling Iran. I would think that they would be willing to make that deal. I would think they would. But they didn't cut that deal. Didn't make that deal. I bet you that Abedini's wife, and he's got young kids, I bet they were shocked. I bet they thought that, okay, so now all of a sudden this deal comes out of Geneva. We've already talked about it. They would have had to have thought, I bet you, because he's in jail in Iran, it's a huge story. I bet you that this is part of it. He just walks. Did not happen. Did not happen. All right, if you're listening to me and you're already traveling or getting ready to travel, happy, happy Thanksgiving and happy trails.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.